There he goes, Timothy. Get him. Got him dead center. That's Tennessee Jed. Yes, it's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, the deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the plains in the early days of the building of the West. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Now let's hit the trail back to the Old West and Tennessee Jed in his battle against the man with the crooked knife.
In order to escape detection, Tennessee set fire to the stagecoach containing the railroad shipment of gold. Frantically fighting the flames, the man with the crooked knife and his ally Flint were too busy to notice a wiry young figure melt away into the darkness, the figure of Tennessee Jed. Now Crooked Knife and Flint have finally mastered the flames that threatened their stagecoach.
All right, Keno, Flint. That's enough. Stagecoach is safe. Flames are out.
It's a mighty close call. I told you that fire was too close with the wind blowing the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must have been a flying ember that lit right on top of the stage. Would have been mighty embarrassing if the stage had burned down.
How so? Oh,
that strong box of railroad gold. We'd have been stranded out here with it. Too heavy to carry.
What's the difference? We're carrying it open and above board on consignment from the railroad itself.
Oh, what of it? I mean, what's the difference? Our plan is to steal it and make it look like it got lost in the river or something accidental-like, ain't it?
What of it?
Nothing, Slater, nothing. Only, if the stagecoach had burned, wouldn't have been able to go through with our scheme.
Well, I'd figure something. All I hope is no one was spying on us.
Huh? You still thinking about that?
Yes, I am, now that we put that fire out.
It was nothing, Crooked Knife. Just a wild horse or a mountain lion, like I said.
Well, maybe. On the other hand, it might have been a man. This fire might have been set deliberate, Flint, to keep us busy while he got away.
Ah, you're loco. I tell you...
Shut up, Flint. I'll tell you. What we're planning on doing is mighty secret, savvy?
Yeah, but...
If some hombre did overhear us, that means we got to change our plans. So, come sunrise, we're going to look around, see? We're going to look for footprints. And if we find any, we'll know plumb well who was spying on us.
Tennessee Jed?
Who else? We'd scout around now, only it's black night. So head into your blanket, Flint. Come morning, we look for those footprints.
Tennessee was careful not to let the outlaws know that he overheard their scheming. But now, if they find any trace of his footprints in the morning, the outlaws will be on their guard. We'll learn more about this in just 1 minute.
More than ever today, we want to keep from wasting our bread to help feed hungry families overseas. More than ever, then, we want better, more satisfying bread. Yes, sir, enriched tip-top bread. Tip-top gives you the full 80% of the wheat Uncle Sam requires, plus added vitamins and food iron for strength, too. And Tip Top is baked by a special home-like method no other bread has that makes it so smooth, so delicious, you'll eat up every crumb. You'll even chase after that crispy end slice. And remind Mother that Tip Top bread that's left over makes extra keen puddings and meatloaf. When you need a loaf, you'll find better tip-top bread in the red Star End wrapper.
Heading eastward from the outlaws' camp, Tennessee runs swiftly across the dark prairie and finally joins Don Pancho at their night camp several miles away.
All right, Pancho. It's me.
Oh, amigo. Oh, amigo, Tennessee.
Yeah. You can holster your shooting irons.
See, oh, you are gone a long time. Me, I began to wonder if something go wrong, eh?
Well, as a matter of strict fact, I came mighty near losing my scalp. It was the wind, Pancho.
The wind?
Yep. The wind almost cost me my life. And then it saved my life.
This I do not comprehend, amigo. What you mean?
I was lying on the ground close to their campfire.
The man with the crooked knife and flint, eh?
Not more than 50 feet away. I heard them talking about Travers and about that shipment of gold they're hauling.
What they plan to do with this gold? They're going to steal it, eh?
They're sure enough going to try.
How, amigo? What is their plan?
That's the trouble, Pancho. I didn't hear it.
But why not?
Because just then I got into trouble. The wind changed.
But what difference does this make?
Plenty. When it changed, it put me upwind of their horses.
Oh, now Pancho, he sabe. The horses, they get your scent, eh?
Yep. He began to act up, and Slater spotted it right away. He knew for certain there was something around that didn't belong.
See, that is you, eh?
Kino. So he and Flint got their guns and started upwind of the horses, heading straight for me. It was a mighty ticklish spot to be in.
But for why, Tennessee? You have your guns.
I didn't dare shoot, partner. If I did, they'd know for certain they were being watched.
But, amigo...
Use your head, Pancho. We're trailing these hombres to try and get proof that Slater is the man with a crooked knife, so the law can put him in jail.
Oh, see, that is so. So if Slater, he know you are there...
He'd change his plans. He'd be mighty careful to do nothing dishonest. And we'd still have no proof.
Well, that was very smart that you did not use your gun. But then, how is it they do not find you, Tennessee?
I found a rock, Pancho. I threw it as far as I could. And then while Slater and Flint headed that way, I lit out. I headed straight for their campfire.
See, you get away. You go to their campfire? You do not run away?
No, you see, I only had a minute less than that. I wanted to be positive they were busy for a good long time. Otherwise, they could have sloped after me, because remember, they had horses.
Oh, see. What you do at their campfire?
I took a burning stick from the fire and tossed it on top of their stagecoach.
You set the stagecoach on fire?
That's right. Those flames kept them so busy, I got away easy.
But then they must know for certain there was someone around.
No, Pancho. Because the way the wind was blowing, it might have been the wind that sent that ember up on top of the stagecoach.
Bueno. Sí, amigo. Sí, I understand. That is what you mean when you say first the wind it almost cost your life, then it saved your life, eh?
That's right. But now we've got things to do, partner. They'll be traveling on at sunup.
See, they head west.
They'll change their horses at the next way station and keep heading westward. However they're planning to steal that gold, we've got to stop them. So we're riding, too. Come along.
See, Tennessee. Then we also head westward, eh?
No, we're going east, back toward San Antonio.
Por qué, Tennessee?
We'll be there long before dawn, too.
See, but the...
My horse Smokey's faster than Toro, so I'll ride ahead. I'm going to see Travers.
Look, Tennessee, well, why?
Because Crooked Knife is planning to kill Travers when he goes out with a railroad survey party. I've got to warn him not to go.
Here, steady, Smokey. Steady, Toro.
See, amigo. You ride ahead. But we will meet later, no?
Yes, as soon as I warn Travers, I'll join you. It'll still be dark.
We meet in San Antonio.
That's right, and the place we're going to meet is at the Alamo. Remember that, Pancho? The Alamo.
Sí, the Alamo. Adios, amigo.
Adios. All right, Smokey. Let's ride. Come on, boy.
The great horse, Smokey, gallops into the gloom, heading eastward, eating up the miles to San Antonio. And an hour later, as Pancho, not far behind, heads for the Alamo, Tennessee reins up Smokey outside Travers' home. It is still dark as Tennessee approaches Travers' door.
Travers! Mr. Travers! I reckon he's fast asleep. I'll have to rouse him. Mr. Travers, wake up, Travers. His bed's empty. Where's that lamp? All right. There. Now, let's... He's not here. His rifle's gone. It was right over there in the corner. His boots and his clothes, too. That's bad. Travers has already left San Antonio. He's heading out with that surveying party, and he doesn't know that the man with a crooked knife is planning to kill him.
So Tennessee's hurried trip to San Antonio was in vain. Travers is gone. We'll learn Tennessee's next move in just 60 seconds.
Like Tennessee Jed, let's help our neighbors today by saving wheat for folks overseas. That means bread is vital. Don't waste it. And it also means your outfit wants better bread now more than ever. Tip-top bread. Enrich Tip-top bread is baked by a special home-like method no other bread has that makes it as smooth and delicious as homemade. It's more fun to eat, more satisfying. And every slice that's left over makes extra keen French toast and meat stuffing. Mother won't need to throw away a crumb. Remind her, Enrich Tip Top gives you 80% of the wheat as Uncle Sam requires and has added vitamins and food iron for health, too. You'll find better Tip Top bread in the red Star End wrapper.
I can't stand here wasting the rest of the night. I've got a meat pancho before it gets light.
Quickly, Tennessee blows out the lamp and leaves Travers' empty room. Bolting into the saddle, he sends Smokey at a quick canter through the sleeping town until he draws rein at the Alamo.
Oh, Smokey, over.
What? You come plenty fast, amigo Tennessee. Me and Toro, we have only this moment arrived.
My luck wasn't so good, Pancho. Travers is gone.
Gone? Gone to where?
Out to westward. Travers is taking a survey party out toward El Paso himself.
This he must not do, amigo.
That's why I went to his place to warn him. But he isn't there. His survey party is already gone.
Amigo, what we do, eh?
Well, one thing we know for sure, Pancho. The man with a crooked knife is going to steal the gold first. So the first thing we've got to do is stop that. We'll worry about Travers later.
See.
Listen, the mission bell. We've still got work to do here in San Antone. It'll be dawn in less than an hour. Follow me, partner.
Si, amigo.
Well, at least there's one good thing. The man with a crooked knife doesn't know I heard him scheming out there on the prairie.
But Tennessee may be wrong about that. Beside the embers of his campfire, the man with a crooked knife stirs in his blanket, lifts himself up into the wind for a moment.
Stars are getting pale. Yeah, I reckon it's just about an hour to dawn. Come dawn, we're gonna look for those footprints. And if we find them...
Yes, if the man with a crooked knife does find footprints, he'll know that Tennessee is on his trail. And if he does know Tennessee is trailing him, the outlaw will be on his guard. And then he'll be as vicious as a coiled rattler.
Tennessee Jed is written by Sheldon Stark. This is Layman Cameron, gang, telling you to be sure to listen every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, to the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. Bread is vital. Don't waste it. Enrich Tip Top bread baked a special way to be so smooth, so satisfying, you'll eat up every bite, including delicious crispy end slices. And Tip Top supplies added vitamins. The stars guide you to enrich Tip Top bread. And fellas and girls, Tennessee and Pancho are heading straight into the home stamping ground of the man with the crooked knife. Don't miss the next exciting episode of Tennessee Jed.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. American Broadcasting Company.